Let's try this. Hey, it's Thursday, March 12th. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th. Watch out for that. This is day number 5 of the fundraising podcast marathon for backonmyfeet.org. Backonmyfeet.org helps those experiencing homelessness get back on their feet by giving them the training needed to get a job and the education needed to live self-sufficiently. And they don't get any of that unless they go running at 5:30 in the morning. And they need some money, you know. You got to buy people shoes to run in, and you got to have money to send them to classes. And money just to go out and raise money, which is really kind of the funny thing about fundraising. All donations will be matched. Anyway, I couldn't think of anything to play tonight. I thought I needed an idea, and then this light bulb went off above my head. And this is a song I wrote in, I think, 1986. And it's about my previous life, and it is called Light Bulbs. It kind of shows that, you know, my life since the time I wrote this song and now has been a back on my feet story in and of itself. So anyway, give. We've had some big donations. We're up to $1,300, but we haven't had enough small donations. So those of you who are out there feeling intimidated, perhaps you even went to the page and saw some dollar amounts listed and stuff, you can give whatever you want to give, as long as it's money. Here we go. It's called Light Bulbs. It's off of a tape I did, which is now a CD, back in 1986 or 7. And the tape was called Cancerous Etchings. I thought I was dying. That was 30 years ago. And I'm still dying. I'm just dying really slow. Let's try that again. Now I remember years ago, and I wonder where they led. I'd spend my time installing tiny light bulbs in my head. While many burned with anger, there were some that burned with love. And others simply filled the spaces in the ceiling up above. As time goes on, I wonder what has happened to all these lamps. Are they still there burning brightly, being fueled by 14 amps? Or are they dark and useless like a night without a song? I would check them out and change them, but that would take too long. Now it's 7 days till Christmas, and I was feeling warm and cold, and I couldn't make my mind up about the things that I was told. I heard an ancient scripture about a party and some wine, where they save the best till last, and it was considered quite a crime. Yet a winery indignantly insulted everyone. They called the host polluted, saying our wine is the one. While a child tucked in the bedroom, he dreamt of fish and bread. And I watched as another light bulb burned out inside my head. And I can still recall a story about a man who built a ship to house the helpless creatures in a world about to slip. While the populace was chuckling, this man would drop his blinds. There were two of every species and 1,000 tiny mines. And the rain, it came on Friday, but at dawn the sun came out. And 40 days and nights had passed before the sky had cured this drought. So they hung this man for treason and all the money that he misled. And felt another light bulb burn out inside my head. When I think of all the people that I knew when I was free, yeah, it makes me grab an aspirin and howl with misery. No, they never spoke of answers, but I'm sure they always had a point. And if the night got cloudy, somebody'd roll another joint. We had parties to remember, we had parties to forget, and we had parties to discover things that I haven't found out yet. And it was at one of these parties someone yelled, "Hey, is he dead?" My mind snapped and a light bulb burned out inside my head. And when I first felt love and rapture with the one I call my wife, I got wild with strange sensations of the ghetto and the knife. My head got thick and puffy and my arms were falling off. My ankles were collapsing and I could not seem to cough. Yes, it was all so new and violent, so descriptive and confused. Like a child whose mind is hammered and he doesn't know he's been abused. And I was sure I'd found religion when the thief up above my bed stole another light bulb that had burned out inside my head. Now I search the hardware stores, 'cause I'm looking for a sale. I'm looking through the Sunday ads and the coupons in the mail. I've even thought of stealing one, but it seems a bit extreme. Yeah, maybe I should borrow, or maybe I should scream. Because I know there is no answer, oh yes, I know there is no cure. But I know I won't stop searching, because the quest has such a lure. Well, I guess I'm in the dark now, all the blood is dried and lead, and I need a couple light bulbs to brighten up my head. Yes, I need a couple of light bulbs just to brighten up my head. Have you donated yet? That was plenty of time to donate. I didn't even hear a single credit card coming out of somebody's back pocket or purse. Come on, no amount is too small. All amounts will be matched. If you get a card in the mail you've already donated, give the card to somebody else. And if they donate, that donation will not only be matched, it will be double matched. More tomorrow, Friday night. And the weekend will come.